truth.
I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that is Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum.
And
what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. We are experiencing technical follies, but you're tuned in live this Thursday, June 17th, 2021 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. We'll talk about that a little bit this morning. A couple of things. I want to, on Tuesday, I talked about Bernays a little bit. John in Tennessee reminded us of chapter 4, Edward Bernays's The Psychology of Public Relations. And this gives us some insight into how public opinion and mass psychology is used or has been weaponized effectively to form public opinion. The illusion of choice, etc. How influencers are used as change makers. And so I talked about Price's Law also. And if Price's Law is a thing, then I suppose we could say that about 18,000, if, you know, we have 327 million people approximately in this country, about 18,000 of whom are influential. They are the influencers getting half of the stuff done, as Derek DeSola Price might say. So, you know, as Jordan Peterson has observed, there are levels, you know, hierarchies of Price's Law applies. So there are influencers, but who influences those 18,000? And so there are if Price's Law is a thing, at the next level of influence, whoever's influencing those 18,000, there are about 134 of those folks. And next level, there are about 12. Which sounds crazy, but we talk on this broadcast about things that seem to bear that out. Things that you're not supposed to talk about, really. You know, I don't hear many folks talking about the work of the hierarchy published over at Lucius Trust and the influential folks, you know, the inordinate resources that have been brought to bear to publish certain things. And this plan, this work of the hierarchy, the plan of the hierarchy, and those kinds of things that seems to be happening in advance of certain events and things, and it also seems to coincide with scenario planning. It also seems to coincide with a sort of anti-biblical plot line or narrative, which is very curious. Along the same lines, Albert Pike's letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, that seems to be the specifically the fomenting of a third world war, seems to be unfolding in precisely the fashion that Pike mentioned. But before we really get started, I think perhaps couple of things. People are talking about economic stuff, and one of the things that is being discussed is this question. You know, one person asks, "I'm just wondering why there are so many places hiring. Also, every place is short on help. Why are people not getting jobs? I don't understand what the reason is. Has anyone got any idea?" I think a lot of folks are talking about this. We've talked about this on this broadcast. And one person, interesting, you know, to read the sort of comment thread. And, you know, they're talking about, you know, it's interesting. There was the hashtag Fight for 15 meme that rattled around, speaking of influencers and influence in Bernaysian sort of fashion. And if you just do the math real quick, $15 an hour times 2,000 hours is $30,000. I guess that's not terrible, but 2,000 hours is full time, that's 40 hours a week. And, yeah, you can get another job, and there is, who knows, there may be, may or may not be the prospect of upward mobility. That's less and less, possibility, I think, these days, but there are a number of jobs that are advertised at below $15 an hour. I'm not a fan of the, planned economy model. You know, speaking of Hayek and the end of truth and the totalitarian propaganda, a theme that he mentions throughout The Road to Serfdom, which he also includes in chapter 11, The End of Truth, is this, the striving. Well, he says, we have seen that the moral code of a totalitarian society is not likely to appeal to us, that even the striving for equality by means of a directed economy can result only in an officially enforced inequality, an authoritarian determination of the status of each individual in the new hierarchical order, and that most of the humanitarian elements of our morals, the respect for human life, for the weak, and for the individual generally will disappear. So that's what hashtag Fight for 15 results in. in simple terms. So I'm not a fan of that. But the issue of a living wage is a real issue. And so, but it's an interesting thing, interesting conversation. So not too long ago, people would work for, people, it wasn't uncommon to work two or three jobs, one full-time perhaps, one or two others part-time in the hope of advancement, maybe in upward mobility in one or more of those jobs, but, you know, in pursuit of the American dream, generally speaking. And I think these days, because things are changing so rapidly, I think that's one of the subtle implications that people can't necessarily articulate. One person in this particular thread, I think, said it pretty well. If I can find that. Obviously, the discussion of unemployment and stimulus nonsense is part of the thread. And it's very, very interesting. Some of the things that people, you know, the numbers are not honest. That discussion is included. Someone says because most jobs start at $11 to $13 an hour and the average rent for anything decent is $1,500, including car, food, utilities, etc., it just doesn't add up. We just have to reflect the cost of living. And then, of course, someone retorts with the graphic, want to turn $40 into $400, put the $40 in your gas tank and drive yourself to work. But you know, there's everything, it seems, in this discussion, the gambit from the articulation of economic forces to things like laziness and lack of motivation and self-discipline. The government keeps giving money away. Daycare is very expensive, these kinds of things. But you know, and people asking or positing, some of it might have to do with the added unemployment benefits. But what I think some don't realize is we've seen a lot of growth in the past year. Most of the new residents are actually remote workers. That's happening in sleepy little bedroom communities across the country. And then all those new residents still utilize the stores, restaurants, medical, financial institutions, etc., and they didn't bring more workers to add to the pool. So in short, all these employers are seeing an increase in demand, but not an increase in the available applicant pool. That's kind of an interesting take. And there's a gentleman who says, the wages being offered simply don't pay the bills. Why work if at the end of the week you're not in a position to be better off? One person responds, your understanding of opportunity costs is incorrect. It means how much you could make doing something else with your time. If you choose work over no work, there is no cost. And I think this person doesn't quite understand opportunity costs either. Almost, but not quite. So it's interesting seeing these discussions. But I think, as Santayana pointed out, progress far from consisting in change depends on retentiveness. And when change is absolute, there remains no being to improve and no direction is set for possible improvement. When experience is not retained, as among savages, infancy is perpetual. Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. So I think the point here in mentioning this passage that I've mentioned many times is the past is being swept away very, very intentionally, though subtly, well, maybe not so subtly. And, you know, unbeknownst to many, I think, because in this thread, see if we can find that, someone talks about, you know, then there's the discussion of the pandemic and vaccines and masks and things like that, and the forces that are being brought to bear in addition to, or I would say in conjunction with the economic deconstruction of America. So you go back to the MIT article, March 17th. Basically, the same moment that the Imperial College London, the bogus Imperial College London model, was published, and that was discredited subsequently. That's okay. We have Chris Murray and the IHME. Yeah, that's a Gates construct also. Same time that bogus model was published in the New York Times and scared the hell out of the world, we got this MIT article, "We're Not Going Back to Normal." And the opening words of the article include statements like this: "We will need to radically change almost everything we do. We all want things to go back to normal quickly, but what most of us have probably not yet realized, yet will soon, is that things won't go back to normal after a few weeks or even a few months. Some things never will." Quite a statement. And the forecast is given of periodic bouts of social distancing. Keep the pandemic in check. Imperial College COVID-19 response team. Oh, you mean the COVID-19 response team that was discredited, but that got $79 million from the Gates Foundation for malaria research the same time they published their bogus modeling? It's now widely agreed that every country needs to flatten the curve, impose social distancing to slow the spread of the virus so that the number of people sick at once doesn't cause the healthcare system to collapse. We know in hindsight that was never an issue. I mean, we knew going in. There were some of us shouting about active hospitalizations, for example, that were never an issue, even though we were told they were, certainly not nationwide and worldwide. So that's interesting. The numbers were very curious. The numbers didn't seem to justify, either initially or in hindsight, definitely not, this kind of radical stance. This kind of radical response, this unprecedented response, certainly in our time. So why will we need to radically change almost everything we do? And why won't things go back to normal soon, or even ever in some cases? Why do we need to radically change things? And why have we heard that the pandemic caused the economic fallout, which is not true? It's misleading. Talk next round.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up, churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank, fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Yeah. Welcome back.
All right, so what is the point of all of this? Well, if we put this stuff together, if we put Bernays' influence together with this MIT article that doesn't make sense, the social engineering under the specious guise, you know, ostensibly due to the so-called pandemic, et cetera, the things that don't make sense, we put it all together in Price's Law. What do we get? We get a small number of folks deciding that now is the time to push forward and make certain changes. But I don't think it's just about control. I don't think it's just about control and subjugation of people and depopulation. I think there's a bigger agenda at work, and I think that is what is spoken to in, for instance, Pike's letter to Mazzini, August 15, 1871, or the work of the Hierarchy, published over at Lucius Trust. I think these documents, if you will, hint at an even larger, more and more sinister plan. And so I guess the point is, viewing these things that don't seem to make sense in this context, I think makes them much more logical and much less nonsensical. And in addition to that, I guess I would say this one thing. You know, I've talked about the cultural Marxist influence, and a lot of folks are talking about that too now. I see that in social groups where people are saying, hey, is our school teaching critical race theory this year? I'm interested. I don't want my child learning this stuff. It's bogus. Well, maybe we should go back to homeschooling and make things simpler. You know, if we're going to watch the disintegration of the economic model, then let's make sure we go back to something more honest. And there was the conversation years and years ago about how a bogus gold standard might be introduced. And we're starting to see that shaping up with the, in conjunction with the cryptocurrency discussion. But it's just interesting to note, I think, one little subplot or a bit of subtext in this plot that I would say, you know, coincides with Pike's letter and the work of the Hierarchy, et cetera, the anti-biblical plot and narrative. When you consider the cultural Marxist influence and Theodore Adorno's philosophy of modern music, for example, and him talking about the individual bringing about his own disintegration and the mutilation that this brings in tow with it, the mutilation of the soul, and then the externalization of that mutilation in various forms, and most notably perhaps the visible things like the increase in piercings and tattoos, for example. And there's the other stuff, you know, the increase in people changing their hair color to something that is not natural. I don't think anyone was born with purple or blue hair or, you know, rainbow colored hair, things like that. And I think these are all evidence of the kind of thing that Adorno wrote about. So here's the point, though, with all of this in mind, all of that. It's interesting that God is the only one who can undo that. And this, I think, hints at the discussion earlier this week on Tuesday. John called in, Dan called in behind him. In a biblical, I'll just put it this way, in a biblical sense or a biblical context, the only one who can undo this is God. He's the one, according to Revelation 21:5 or Romans 8:28, can take these broken pieces, this shattered person that guys like Bertrand Russell have sought to create, Theodore Adorno, etc., and put those pieces back together better than new. But we're encouraged increasingly not to hear that message or know it. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back. All right, so let me dive into this point a little bit more and then we'll play a video. How about that? Yay, a video. So back to the conversation the other day, Dan's remarks in light of John's remarks about the cowardice of praying to Jesus in a, you know, praying to Jesus as a pejorative. If you understand the context of the remarks that John made, and the, you know, without trying to put words in anyone's mouth, this is the way I would say it, you know, that nothing on earth is more powerful than praying to Jesus, then you realize it's not as it's not a sniveling retreat of sorts or an act of cowardice. It's the most powerful thing, most powerful and benevolent action we can take. You know, you see, we talked about Ephesians 6, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5 comes to mind. So without that context, however, I understand Dan's remarks. And so, you know, it's not far-fetched to kind of feel like that. Well, you're doing this, it's doesn't amount to anything. Well, sure, if that's your worldview, I suppose, so to speak. And if you believe in, you know, that the Bible is the infallible, inerrant word of God and that he is the author of it and that the things that he says in it, including pray then after this banner, pray without ceasing, these kinds of things, then this is to invoke the power of God to not just avail yourself to the power that created the universe, but also to be a participant in that, which is an awesome thing. And so that's something maybe to talk about more later, but I just think that it's interesting. You know, you see the cultural Marxist influence, but we're increasingly led to believe, you know, that the same folks essentially who created this problem can fix it. And I've mentioned, you know, even Jeffrey Steinberg talks about in his article, does a great job of pointing out that these folks, the perfectibilists, believe in the perfectibility of man. They say we can fix him, and the way to do that is to plunge him into utter depravity first, which is insane. Obviously, that's not a good idea. So we're increasingly led to believe that the folks who created the problem can fix it, not that the creator of the universe and all of us, you know, that we should turn to him and that he can make broken things and people, obviously, better than new. Not just like new, better than new. That's the message of Romans 8:28, Revelation 21:5 at all. Anyway, speaking of the economic stuff and what we're being distracted from, Grace, really graceful, has done some really interesting videos lately. One of them is her most recent post a couple of days ago, America in 2021. We're being distracted from something huge. And I think this speaks to a lot of this stuff too. So without further ado, let's give that a listen.
Hey, internet friends. What are we being distracted from? It's a question I ask y'all a lot. We know that the majority of what happens on the global stage is all theater, but why the script? Why the state actors? While we get smacked with PSYOP after PSYOP, what are we being distracted from? My answer is simple. The economy. Quite frankly, I think it's all about to go belly up. For the last year and some change, we've witnessed a controlled demolition of the U.S. economy. But across the news cycle, the demolition has played second fiddle to everything else. It's like Larry Silverstein muttered, "Pull it," and here we are, only the rubble hasn't been cleared, nor has the dust settled. But few actually realize this as the Fed continues to make the money printer go brr. Since January of 2020, the quantity of money has increased more than 32.9%. Allegedly, for the past year, the excuse for printing all this money is to cover the government's corona panic spending, keeping markets pumping instead of seizing up as a result of the uncertainty. Basically, the Fed falsely propped up a lockdown economy by printing money. So what does that 32.9% increase mean? It means that nearly one quarter of the money in circulation has been created since the beginning of 2020. It means the Fed is printing more and more, putting more and more dollars into circulation, leading to inflation, which is basically just the decline in purchasing power of the dollar. As the money supply increases, so do the prices of goods and services. When it happens at such a fast rate, it's called hyperinflation. It's how you end up paying $30,000 for a loaf of bread, Not even the good stuff either. Not the stuff with the seeds and the oats on top of it. No, no. We're talking the Wonder Bread corn syrup stuff. That'll be $30,000, please. Now empty your wheelbarrow. Now, in June of 2021, we're still being told that the supply chain is overwhelmed. And we've seen consumer prices jump 5% in May, the fastest pace since summer of 2008. Those are the numbers they're giving us, but does it not feel much higher than 5% for consumer goods? Does anyone else here get sticker shock when they go to the grocery store? So, is the mainstream media, an extension of the government propaganda machine, honest about true inflation numbers? Even Forbes has admitted that, quote, the government has changed the way it calculates inflation more than 20 times over the past 30 years. The way inflation levels are calculated in no way depict the reality of what's going on. And make no mistake, that's by design. To keep people in the dark, because it's nicer to watch Netflix that way. Reported in the Financial Times, Carrie Cherner, CC, a 36-year-old used car dealer in Maryland, sold a 2001 Ford F-150 pickup truck with close to 200,000 miles for $7,500. That's more than 50% higher than pre-pandemic prices. People are paying 50% more for a used vehicle to drive to the grocery store and pay for household staples that aren't necessarily more expensive on the receipt, but are slimmed down in quantity. Shrinkflation is what they call it, where the net weight of items like paper towels, diapers, and chips are less than they were in previous years. But they maintain the same cost, if not more. These folks take those groceries back to their homes, the prices of which began to rise in summer of 2020. All with this little cute explanation that buyers were fed up with lockdowns in the city. They were getting claustrophobic in their small apartments, having been able to work from home for the last few months. So they've chalked it up to pandemic-induced desire to find a home with a porch or something from which buyers can work. And since borrowing money for a mortgage is cheap, the demand is high. But the actual inventory is low. Reports from Realtor.com have the typical asking price for an average home in the United States in May 2021 as $380,000, which is an increase of 15.2% since May of last year. But like I said, inventory is low, so if you can't buy, you can always just build your dream house, right? Unfortunately, from pouring a foundation to buying lumber to painting walls to purchasing appliances, costs have totally skyrocketed. A recent article by Bloomberg basically detailed these surging housing costs in one of the hottest housing markets in the country, which is Boise, Idaho. If you're going to go build a home in Boise, Idaho, the sale price of a 3,000 square foot home, which excludes the lot, so we're not talking about the land here, we're just talking about the home, the cost of labor, the materials, everything. The sale price of a 3,000 square foot home was $746,000 as of this spring. That's 58% higher than 2 years ago in 2019. To wrap it all up here, everything is much more expensive than it was 6 months to a year ago. That's before we ever mention the millions of renters who are a year or more behind on their rent because the government allowed them to fall behind during the lockdown with no penalty. Fast forward to summer 2021, we've got stories about BlackRock, a Federal Reserve-funded institute, buying up whole neighborhoods in single-family properties right now, paying 20 to 50% above asking price, making us all wonder, was this the plan all along? To force mom-and-pop landlords into foreclosure so that BlackRock, which is, they're just the fall guy in this story, just a machination of the Federal Reserve and our tax dollars, so they could go scoop up all the foreclosed properties on the cheap, effectively shifting from cash to hard assets like real estate because they know the collapse is imminent, which serves them as well because in the process, it makes everyone who can't buy a home, it makes them all renters forever, with the Federal Reserve as the slumlord. How did the World Economic Forum put it? We'll own nothing and be happy. People will say that the pandemic slowed down the supply chain and that's why the cost of all these things is going up, not because of inflation. It's problem, reaction, solution. Problem, pandemics and lockdowns. Reaction, mass layoffs, people are unemployed, people running out of money and can't afford to buy food or pay rent. Solution, the government offers enhanced unemployment benefits that are better than the wages that they were paid at their wage slave jobs. So they don't return to those jobs. But all the while, big corporations were allowed to stay open during the lockdown, so they are able to pay better wages to compete against unemployment rates. But small businesses who are forced to close can't compete. Most of those businesses can't offer higher wages even if they wanted to. According to the Wall Street Journal, as of April 2021, 200,000 U.S. small businesses have permanently closed due to lockdown fallout. So while employees of small businesses got laid off during the lockdown, employees of Amazon, Walmart, Home Depot, just to name a few, got to keep going. And now those people who were laid off can't return to their former jobs because they don't exist anymore, making the pool of employers even smaller. Just a handful of megacorporations and their subsidiaries. The news tries to make it seem like unemployment numbers are low, that jobs are aplenty, but they're only talking about the jobs that are being restored because the rest don't exist anymore. It's not like we have a booming economy and all these new businesses are open and thriving. Nothing is being created. We're not even getting back what we lost. So what are we left with? A government who issues checks to the working class as a soft rollout of universal basic income. Incentives to stay home through enhanced unemployment benefits, so people are constantly asking and relying on the government for more and more. Meanwhile, city employees have figured out they can work from home, so those empty office complexes will do nicely for government housing in the future. As the lines between nations disappear and what we have are super cities, just as Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 foretold. They're throwing everything they can at us in order to distract from this reality. Once the dust has settled, all that will remain is big pharma, big tech, big government, retail corporations, and the legacy media. Oh, and the Federal Reserve. Lockdowns devastated the middle class. Inflation will devastate what is left of it. We watched a controlled demolition of the economy happen right in front of our eyes. We witnessed the greatest transfer of wealth in modern history occur, and we were told to stay home and stay safe through it all. Don't worry, your stimulus check is in the mail. And we were force-fed PSYOP after PSYOP, distraction after distraction. They've got us all hating each other for being pro or anti this or that, talking about vertically challenged garden gnomes, most famous for their AIDS research. Acting surprised that the U.S.-funded labs in Wuhan, where they went into caves some 1,000 miles away to do anal swabs on bats during the Obama era, with our tax dollars nonetheless. Thanks a lot, Obama. Am I right? Yeah, I can hardly hear the sound of the money printers over the fleeing footsteps of Harvard professor Dr. Charles Lieber and the two Chinese nationals, members of the People's Liberation Army, that were arrested back in 2019. Caught with vials of biological materials in their socks as they were trying to board a plane bound for Wuhan. It was later disclosed that Wuhan University paid Lieber $50,000 a month and was given more than $1.5 million to establish a lab at Wuhan University. But don't worry, Snopes told us nothing strange was going on with Lieber. They pulled out all the PR stunts and censorship for a, quote, pandemic with over a 99% survival rate. But don't be insensitive. The hospitals were overrun, they said. Just watch these dancing TikTok nurses tell you all about it during peak lockdown. How did they find the time to memorize a dance routine and find the time for the entire staff to record it? Don't ask questions. Certainly don't ask any questions about ingredients lists or short or long-term unstudied effects of injections. Yeah, the second you hear the burr of the money printers, the sound dissipates as the fake alien invasion hovers above us, suspended in the air, promoted by every mainstream media outlet. Finally, after you've attempted to stick a magnet to the arms of all your friends and family who have received the injection, and you hear that money printer go burr in the distance, it's drowned out by Jeff Bezos rocketing himself up into space, just in time to fake his own death. Never mind, I can't hear the money printer go burr over all the raves they're having in Wuhan. Not even half a year after they were mysteriously releasing videos of folks collapsing in the streets from a big scary virus. Followed by video footage of people being locked and sealed into their apartment complexes and hospitals being built in like 5 days. And I've only scratched the surface of the distractions. I didn't even say anything about Bill Gates' titty milk. We can only pray that the supply chain gets held hostage and ransomwared. But to me at least, the destruction of the United States economy and the greatest transfer of wealth in recent history should be center stage here. It's pretty dang important, even though someone right now is banging away on their keyboard trying to tell me that money isn't that important. The economy is just a distraction. Listen, the majority of the U.S. population works a 9-to-5 job for, I don't know, the best years of their life. Just to get a few years of freedom right before they die. And what do they finance their life with? How do they purchase the materials necessary to build shelter over their heads? With money. With the dollar. And that dollar, particularly over the last year, through events that might or might not have been orchestrated, manipulated, or taken advantage of, well, that dollar has lost so much purchasing power. And that's a huge deal for most of us, as the future is looking rather bleak for the dollar. And it's all because the American people, along with pretty much the rest of the world, allowed private banks with no allegiance to their nation the right to control their country's money. The Federal Reserve controls a nation by printing more and more, inflation then deflation. It's a losing game for normal, everyday people against the global banking cabal. A cabal which is more dangerous than any standing army. They're able to destroy nations with the press of a button, making the money printer go burr. They're able to deprive people of food and homes and safety, not to mention start wars and fund both sides, like a death cult, which is exactly what they are. So what do you think, internet friends? What are we being distracted from? Do you believe my theory, which is the economy or the death of the dollar? You know, I always look forward to your comments. Thank you so much for watching, subscribing, and supporting my channel on Patreon, where you can watch these videos before anyone else.
We'll be right back.
Thursday, when your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an engine cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Chose man to make.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour. Grace has some other interesting videos. That one, America 2021, we're being distracted from something huge, obviously incorporates bits of her other most recent video, corporations buying neighborhoods so they can charge you rent forever, which I think Dan alluded to in his call the other day. And I keep mentioning this. Doesn't anyone find it odd? You know, you'll own nothing. You'll own nothing and be happy. You'll be happy. So, you know, I keep asking the question, if you'll own nothing and you'll rent everything, from whom will you rent everything? And my mind goes right back to Stuart Chase, perhaps, you know, the foremost voice on this subject, the author of The New Deal, literally. And the guy who wrote, you know, it's this new model, you know, we'll call it X. But it's probably something along the lines of control without ownership. So people will erroneously say, well, you're not renting from a person. You know, a person doesn't own it. It's owned by the government or some extension of the government, you know, some private corporation. Oh, you mean some kind of quasi-fascist kind of thing? That's interesting. It sounds patently un-American, whatever it is. But more importantly, again, speaking of influencers and influence, government is a sort of misnomer. Corporation is sort of a misnomer. There are people behind these organizations. It's all just people. And these terms distract and deflect from the reality that people are operating behind the scenes. And there is influence, and there is power, and there is control. So I think we need to always be mindful of that. Some of our other videos, why did the media turn on Bill Gates? Lumber prices, why is no one talking about this? Some people are, actually, which she addresses in the video. And other interesting, you know, just block out the sun, what could go wrong? Make human cloning great again. Microsoft forms Ministry of Truth. And other fun videos. The Secret Shadow Campaign to Save America. And so on and so on. Red Pill Your Friends, The Human Farmers. Red Pill Your Friends, Hollywood. Those are some of the older. Children of the Great Reset is something that she's talked about a bit. That's another video. And perhaps along with James Corbett's Big Oil series, So You Want to Take Down the Deep State. That's a one that you might want to watch. A short primer on what James Corbett did, I would say. Anyway, that'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.